the newest member of the Maple Leafs, Brian Boyle. What's happening, Brian?
Oh, not a whole lot.
Come on, guys. Oh, there's a lot happening, Brian. It must be a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, it's different. It's new experience for me, really, and it's a lot of different things, but it's definitely exciting.
Were you expecting this to happen?
I can't say I was expecting it, but it was all kind of. It all depended upon if we got there, if we weren't really going to kind of get closer to this playoff picture. Using the Calgary hurt us quite a bit, especially the timing of it. If something was offered for me, I think, there was a real realistic possibility that it was going to happen. I wasn't really 100% sure, but I had a feeling. I had no idea where, but... it happened, and just talking to my wife about it now. It's a new experience for us.
We're chatting with Brian Boyle. He's just been acquired by the Maple Leafs for Byron Fraser in a second-round pick. And we were speaking about the hypotheticals just prior to having you on, that back in September, Tampa was considered a cup-contending team, and Toronto was a team that finished dead last the year before and was still in transition. Take us through your mindset when you heard the news that you were coming to Toronto, considering everything that's happened with this team over the past 12 to 18 months?
Well, I think immediately my natural reaction was kind of the friendships that I built in Tampa, and I grew a loyalty to here because of how great it's been to me, my wife, our family. It's been a blast, really has. And the disappointment in kind of not meeting the expectations that we had as a club to this point in the season kind of makes all of this really possible. So it's you can say it's really not in your control, but collectively as a group you can somewhat control it by winning. And we had a tough time doing that this year for whatever reason. And it's from that point, it's like you got to say goodbye to everybody still, and that's always difficult no matter what. And then you kind of move on to the next phase, or okay, where am I going? Where's Toronto? They're in California. How am I going to get there? A number of different things. But first and foremost, it's making sure that my wife, my son, everybody's going to be taken care of. Obviously we've been reassured going to an organization like the Maple Leafs and what they can do, for their players and their families, making sure everybody's feels as comfortable as possible. I mean, they've certainly reached out and made sure that I'm aware that that's what they're going to do, and that's where it starts for me. But again, now I get to go to a team that I just moved up in the standings. It's really exciting. It really is. Getting to play with some of these guys that I've played against, the young players. It's a similar situation when I came to Tampa. And they were kind of young and unproven, and we did some pretty good things. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, we talk about Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner and Morgan Riley. I mean, especially with Marner and Matthews, we talk about them every day. What's said in the Tampa Bay locker room about these guys? How special players are they?
They're young guys that, when young guys can come in and make an impact like that, it's rare. It really is. And I think the potential for them is, the exciting part is that they're going to keep getting better. And I think Mike Babcock's going to have a lot to do with that. He's obviously going to push the players to achieve things that, his track record speaks for itself. But these guys to play against, it's interesting what they can do and how they play the game and their creativity, their offensive minds at a younger age. It's fun to watch, obviously, and it'll be a lot more fun to watch now that I get to be on their side.
We're chatting with Brian Boyle, and the Leafs have just acquired Brian from the Tampa Bay Lightning for Byron Fraser and a second-round pick.
So, Brian, you know, everybody wants to talk about, well, what does Brian Boyle bring to the team? And, you know, a lot of us have had a chance to watch you 100 games in the playoffs. So, you know, what are the things you really feel that you can add to this team as they try to push their way into the playoffs? And, you know, from your own experiences, as you pointed out earlier, going into Tampa Bay.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be in some good teams and play with some great players. Learned from some guys that have some high character guys that have done some good things in the league. And I just try to get better, kind of learning from that, see what works for other guys, and try to apply it. And it's helped me so far. I think that I honestly love the game. I want to win, and it's been close a couple times, and it's pretty devastating when it doesn't happen. But I think, going through those different playoff series and every different playoff series, you can't really compare one to the other. They're all different. They take on a life of their own. But it's just exciting. If you embrace how much fun it is, you know, and there's a little bit more on the line. Yeah, it can be nerve-wracking to some guys, but I think it's just a lot more fun. It really is. You go through the grind of an 82-game season, everybody says that, just to get to that point, it just makes it all that much more exciting. And that's something that, you know, I want to be able to bring. I think I can play a few different positions. I do it as best I can, and I'm going to do it as best I can every night. I try to, you know, I'm 32, but I'm still trying to get better and better in this league, because so far, you know, I haven't gotten to where I wanted to, and you know, close really doesn't count.
You mentioned the Leafs are out in San Jose. What is the game plan for you right now? Are you on a bird in 2 hours? How are you getting out there?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I'm still waiting here. Exactly what we're going to do. Trying to just put some things together now. And, you know, my son just woke up for a nap, so I'm kind of hanging out with him while I can. And we'll go. You know, we'll go from there. I'm sure I'll get some information here shortly. And my understanding, or my expectation, is that I'm going to be playing tomorrow night in San Jose. So I'm trying to prepare for that as best I can mentally.
I think I can speak for Mike Babcock. He's certainly hoping that that'll happen too. I know the Leafs are really excited about this, and people in Toronto are really excited as well, because the Leafs have not been in this position to go out there and acquire a player like yourself in quite some time. And you've played in Toronto many, many times throughout your career, but there is a real buzz about this team. And this is an original six market. This is the biggest hockey market in the world. This is a market where players can go down two different roads. It can eat players up, and it can just revitalize players. It can boost players to a completely different level. What are you hoping the market of Toronto and the Leafs fan base brings to your game and I guess your style of play over the final 21 games?
I just hope we win. If we win, and you want to contribute, you want to be a part of the whole thing, you want to kind of help drive the bus. And if that happens, I think all the other stuff takes care of itself. And, you know, there's holes in pretty much everybody's game. There is guys that have deficiencies. And I'm sure I'll get talked about a little bit more in Toronto than I did in Tampa, which is fine. You know, it's the fan base, like you said, the amount of people that care so much about the Leafs. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the Patriots and the Red Sox, and I know how it is. I think it's just you can add it as a pressure if you want. You can try to block it out as best you can. You'll probably still hear it. But, again, you can't please everybody. I'm going to do my best to do what the coaches want me to do to help the team win games. And that's kind of the beginning and end of it for me. That's all I can really control. And I'm going to do it, because there's plenty of motivation for me. And, again, when you get to the playoffs, you want to position yourself as high as you can. And then you just got to survive. You want to win, you want to come out of each round, and the teams start going down, you start getting fewer and fewer games, and then I think the hype will pick up. It's just a real exciting time of year, and you got to visualize and envision that and believe that you can do it.
Well, good luck getting everything sorted down in Tampa and getting out to California. We're really looking forward to seeing you in a Maple Leaf jersey, hopefully tomorrow night. Thanks so much for doing this today.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
There's Brian Boyle.